With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas is denying an order from the Biden administration to allow federal agents to return to a park along its border with Mexico.
Shelby Park in Eagle Pass is currently surrounded by razor wire and fencing. Friday evening, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton released a statement saying, quote, by February 15th, DHS must supply the official plat maps and deeds demonstrating the precise parcels to which they claim ownership, an explanation of how Texas is preventing access to those specific parcels, documentation showing that Eagle Pass or Texas ever granted permission for DHS to erect infrastructure that interferes with border security, and proof of Congress empowering DHS to turn a Texas park into an unofficial and illegal port of entry.
It's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Senator Tom Cotton says the White House has been slowly reducing its support for Israel, and not for good reasons.
It's because Joe Biden now views Israel and this war as a political liability that is costing him political support among the far-left anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party.
Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week Democrats are likely to lose votes in the fall election as voters observe their decreasing support for Israel. Donald Trump now vowing to appeal the multi-million dollar verdict against him in a defamation case. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Claiming the legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, the former president denounced a New York jury ordering him to pay more than $83 million in damages to advice columnist E. Jean Carroll. In a statement, he called the verdict absolutely ridiculous and said he would appeal. Last May, another jury awarded Carroll $5 million over her claims that Trump assaulted her in the 1990s and defamed her. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America has sent a letter to President Biden.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, it is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is calling for a congressional hearing into the Biden administration's decision to keep Nigeria and India off of its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities. An ICC spokesman says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria. This is SRN News. U.S. auto safety regulators have closed their investigation with Ford.
There were complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the SUVs are being driven. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its probe found that there is a low potential hazard to drivers and that Ford is doing a customer satisfaction program to fix the problem.
That is correspondent John Scott. The Los Angeles Times says it plans to lay off at least 115,000 employees. Here's Jeremy House.
The number of layoffs make up more than 20% of the newsroom. The purge is one of the largest staff cuts in the newspaper's 143-year history. The head of the journalists' union says the number being let go, while substantial, is less than feared. The announcement comes after the L.A. Times Guild recently walked off the job to protest the imminent layoffs.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.